This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Vaxxed from cover-up to catastrophe. It's getting booted from some film festivals.
Everybody doesn't seem to want to hear much about it. It's shut down.
Robert Scott Bell.
The DEA says it will not reclassify marijuana.
These people are like living in an episode of Hawaii Five-0. They're living in the past.
People don't smoke marijuana and beat up their wives and girlfriends.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
Often heard of the dangers of saturated fats, but could some of those fats actually be good for you?
Do you think so?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
The Republicans have a plan for the partial repeal of Obamacare. That may be in trouble.
This is just Obamacare light. This is a warmed-over replacement for Obamacare.
It's really just pure semantics. It's pure rhetorical change.
Terrible. This thing is probably dead on arrival.
Rand Paul's not going to let this go. Justin Amash certainly isn't going to let this go.
This is Obamacare light. It will not pass. Conservatives aren't going to take it.
This is it, the day for the big reveal, the replacement for Obamacare from the establishment Republicans. Welcome, my friends. The Robert Scott Bell Show is on next couple of hours here on GCN and our syndicated radio stations across the land and all over the web. Thank you for being here. And the big reveal, it's two big reveals today. We got WikiLeaks, another big, I don't know, it's a bombshell document dump kind of thing. Vault 7 went open to the public. And oh my gosh, what does it reveal? We're going to get to that too. And, well, let's just start with the Obamacare repeal and replace. What have I said here on the Robert Scott Bell Show? Repeal it, replace it with nothing, right? Because nothing would be better. Nothing would be, in my definition, freedom. Repeal it, replace it with freedom. The freedom to heal, the freedom to access the kind of healing you want, the freedom to buy any kind of insurance you want or don't want. It's really simple, folks. One page, Obamacare repealed, replaced with nothing. I know. I'm a hard ass. I'm just like, you can't do it that way, Robert. It's just not the real world. Well, I've never been one to adopt the real world when it's so toxic and deficient that it can't see straight, clearly, or without drugs. So we will acknowledge that if you play in that sandbox, that political sandbox, if you are a citizen subject to the jurisdiction of the District of Criminals, maybe what the Republicans are proposing is a little bit better than what it was under Obamacare, but maybe not. And we'll find that out. Now, Rand Paul, the guy not too far off of what his dad Ron Paul would be about, is a little bit more leaning toward some semblance of freedom. I'm not here to say that what Rand Paul and Mike Lee and Justin Amash and all those guys that are in Congress and the Senate are doing is full-on constitutional, because they kind of get the idea of they have to kind of chip away at it, sort of like Ron Paul would have liked to just shut down departments, but how realistic is it? So I get that argument. But if you're going to play in the political D.C. sandbox with your health care, and you're going to trust them at all to make any guidelines that make any sense at all, would you rather have a guy like Rand Paul, who is a physician, who's rooted in liberty, his principles of upbringing rooted in liberty, to kind of architect it? Or would you rather have the establishment Republicans do it? So Rand Paul was making the rounds on the news cycles today from this morning on out once we learned what was in the Republican establishment's version of replacement of Obamacare. And I think we really need to go through some of this to understand how not a repeal of Obamacare this is. how this is still a boon to the drug industry, the insurance industry. The mandates don't disappear. This is big government Republican style. And we said it for many years. You got the big government Democrats and you got the big government Republicans. Not a whole hell of a lot of difference between the establishment, just what they want to spend big on. That's all. So let's go to Rand Paul and get an assessment on where this thing lies, where does it go, and what is perhaps Trump's perspective on it, because I'm sure he's talking to Trump as well.
Well, I like the president's statement that it's up for negotiation, and I think those have begun. I spoke with the president yesterday, and I think he's open-minded on this. He wants Obamacare repealed like all conservatives do, but he realizes that conservatives have a lot of objections. The House bill that's been put forward is Obamacare light. It won't work. Premiums and prices will continue to spiral out of control. In fact, they acknowledge it in their own bill by putting an insurance company bailout, $100 billion at least in insurance company bailouts, because the marketplace is still broken. They end up leaving the individual mandate. They do nothing to help the consumer join associations to bring prices down. So my replacement actually has some market reforms that would bring prices down.
All right, it's lacking in freedom. Once again, the Republican establishment deficient in freedom. True freedom. Concepts that are as old as at least the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution. Unconstitutional on arrival. Obamacare is, much less this replacement. And what about the idea of utilizing the insurance that you can be forced to buy in Obamacare? Is it really that different? Is there a penalty as well? I mean, I want to find out about these things. Rand has read it. I haven't read through it yet, but let's hear from Rand Paul again.
And people have to realize, they say, oh, well, you know, all over the liberal press, they're saying, oh, who's going to lose their insurance? They have to realize that people who have insurance can't use it now because it's too expensive on premiums, but way too expensive on deductibles. In a real marketplace, the higher your deductible, the lower your premium. We completely have broken the insurance marketplace, but I think Obamacare Lite doesn't fix it, and I think it's a real mistake to go for this. But the negotiation will be conservatives saying, hey, we're not going to take Obamacare Lite.
You know, it's interesting, if you have insurance under Obamacare and you wanted the highest deductible to make it the cheapest, it's still too expensive for the average person that's not being subsidized. In other words, that's not getting the handout. It's not, for them, a gift from government, from your fellow taxpayers. In a marketplace, when you want a high deductible policy because you don't have a lot to give out and you don't expect to have to use it, it's a very low premium. But the marketplace, there's no marketplace about this. This is totally an artificial creation of government in collusion with insurance and big pharma. So what about this idea of mandates? Would that be gone? Are there penalties involved? Will they call it a tax? Who would you pay the penalties to? This is perhaps one of the most shocking things about Obamacare Lite under the Republican proposal.
This plan keeps the Obamacare taxes for another year, keeps the Cadillac tax forever. It keeps an individual mandate. But here's the interesting thing. The Obamacare Lite bill says that you will pay the penalty not to the government, but to the insurance company. This is in all likelihood unconstitutional and could destroy the whole repeal plan.
So, the tax used to be a penalty. No, it's a tax. It's a penalty. They couldn't figure it out, but you paid it to the government, right? Now they're saying if that kicks in for you, whatever you decide to do with this Obamacare Lite, if the Republican plan passes as it stands today, I don't think it will, but if it did, you would pay the penalty to the insurance company. Oh, yes, they're loving this. Again, mandate's still there, participation, the penalty goes to them. Super Don, it's a super disaster, and it's Republicans' business as usual.
Yeah, well, I mean, from everything that I've heard and read on this, Rand Paul is very angry. Now, Paul Ryan has come out and said, oh, no. What Rand Paul is doing is just a publicity stunt. It's no, everything's fine. Move along. Nothing to see here. But, you know, I mean, I believe Rand. I mean, he's got a track record of being honest and straightforward on this stuff. And you're right. I mean, listen, the mandate, that was the thing. For the last 8 years, what have you heard the Republicans say? The mandate. It's got to get rid of the mandate. We shouldn't be forced to have to do this. That's wrong. It's unconstitutional. You know, the government is forcing people to do blah, 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 blah. So they come yes. up with their alternative. And right. what is it? A mandate.
We
and on top of that, We're supposed to be taking the power away from the insurance companies, right?
Yeah.
We got to get, the
evil insurance companies, right?
Yeah. And so how do we really sock it to them? We're going to sock it to them by paying them the penalty. What? We're going to give them the money?
It's great, isn't it? But it's sort of like the Republicans had no original idea, even though they voted to repeal Obamacare, three times when they had the House and the Senate? And didn't have the presidency because they knew it wouldn't be. It's because they're basically slaves on the plantation as well. The establishment Republicans, they know who butters their bread. And they don't want to go against big pharma, big insurance, etc. Rand Paul and a few of those Freedom Caucus members in the House and the Senate, they're like, this just ain't working. We're going to use common sense here. No, common sense can't be allowed because it would upset those who hold the purse strings. Now, just as I was about to dismiss the Republican Obamacare light plan altogether, we get word from a website called Vox.com. Vox.com, which is a far left-leaning political kind of commentary website. And now I'm having to rethink my opposition to Obamacare light because they've come up with some things that it does that I didn't know. One of the things they say, it's going to slash funding for vaccine programs. It's going to slash programs to prevent heart disease. The number one. Okay. It's going to reduce the risk, programs that reduce the risk of healthcare-associated infections in hospitals, where, by the way, they're required by law to offer antibiotics and nothing else. And it's going to slash by only a tenth. This is not good enough, but hey, it's something. The CDC's budget. Dude, suddenly I'm going, maybe it's not so bad, right?
The great thing about this article is that Vox puts this out. And it's supposed to be this scary, thing, this article about how, oh my gosh, can you believe the GOP wants to do all of these horrible, terrible things? And we're going down the list and we're like, hey, I like that one and I like that one. Now, either we're incredibly evil people,
right,
or the Vox people don't understand that what they're pointing out as negatives are truly positives.
Yeah. Hey, kids, what do you think about fewer vaccine mandates? Less vaccine mandates. What do you think, kids? No, that's what I thought.
There you go.
The kids who listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show are in the know. All right, if you guys want to talk more about the Republican light version or my idea of nullify it all, the 10th Amendment says there's no valid way the federal government should have anything to do with the health care that you choose. Nullify it all, repeal and replace with nothing. Let me know, 866-939-BELL. You can call me right now, 866-939-2355. We got a question of the day a little later on uterine fibroids. How about that? A couple of guys going to talk about uterine fibroids later. Yeah, Super Don, you're on notice. All right, buddy. We're going to be back after this.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
You may own a knife, but if it's not an indie hammered knife, it's not a knife.
From the forge to the grinder to the sheath, each indie hammered knife is handcrafted using God-given talent. The result is the sharpest edge a knife can have and a true work of art. See a variety of knives and the complete knife kit at ihknives.com. Indie hammered knives. Custom knives. Made in America.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place, and the best part, it's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator, energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Realistically, right? Y'all like to be realistic. Don't let Robert go off on a, you know, his tangents where he's not being realistic. It was realistic anyway. Realistic is like, you know, when your parents told you to grow up, don't have an imagination. I don't like that form of realism. I like the freedom to imagine a better world, a better life, a better place, whatever, all of that stuff. Don't, you know, don't limit me. I'm not going to limit you. Unless you want to be limited by Obamacare, you can go to another show, all right? Or even if you like the Republican light version, that's all right. You don't have to listen to this. Trump, as much as he knows about the danger of vaccines, he's not going to come out and mandate or ban them. But what we're going to find out from the CDC might result in it. An interesting group in Missouri trying to put forward a new law, too. We'll get to that in a little while. But how about damaging your kids' neurons? How about damaging their brain? How about impacting negatively their behavior? How can we do that? Let me think of the ways. Probably feeding them Twinkies and ding-dongs and ho-hos. That's one way. Loads of chemically laden fast foods. How about when lice, L-I-C-E, right? L-I-C-E, lice, makes its rounds through, you know, some of these elementary schools and things. It happens. What we can do is we can soak the kids down in neurotoxic, endocrine-disrupting pesticides.
Insecticides. Oh, that should end well.
Of course, we want to alter their behavior. I mean, after all, we give ADHD medicine instead of exercise. Except for that one school that said, hey, they tripled the amount of recess and suddenly ADD went away, right? Imagine that. Exercise, solution for almost everything. This is a story about the lice chemicals. They're linking it to bad behavior. You know what? I'm linking it to the bad behavior of parents and the people who would put this toxic crap on their kids' heads, right next to their brain, as if it's not going to be absorbed into their system. And it's about these pyrethroids. And they're saying, well, it's a French study. Maybe this is not a good idea. The nervous, what is it designed to do? Oh, it's designed to affect the nervous system of insects. I wonder if it'll affect our nervous system. You know what? Only if it affects the insects in our system, that's enough. Because guess what? I mean the bugs, right? The microbes, microbiome. If it's designed to kill bugs, it's going to alter the microbiome. How linked have we learned the microbiome is to the brain and nervous system? Intricately. It's the second brain, it's called, the gut brain. And so you put this stuff on little kids developing and find out how it impacts their behavior. I would say other neurological issues as well. But if you're going to say, well, they're being defiant or disruptive, I don't only think it's lice drugs, but a whole lot of other things that impact the microbiome. Antibiotics can really alter a kid's behavior. We've talked about this many times. Food itself. Years ago, there were studies done, I don't know if this was in Michigan somewhere, where they switched out food to clean food, right? Instead of all the USDA-approved crap, they went organic and clean. Violence, behavioral disorders almost disappeared. Grades universally went up simply by putting in good stuff and getting rid of the bad stuff. But, of course, the FDA says these pesticides are safe. You can apply them to kids. Hey, why not throw some DEET on them, too, while you're at it? And I know people are so afraid of Zika mosquitoes that they'll put neurotoxic stuff on their kids. They'll slather them down. They'll slather them down with toxic sunscreens to prevent vitamin D production. We got a bunch of stupid moms and dads out there. And I say this with all the love in my heart. It's true. It's necessary. You might think it's unkind, but I think it would be unkind not to tell you the truth. Stop it. Stop slathering your kids in synthetic toxic chemicals. It's a disaster. And it's only made worse by injecting those same things via vaccination. The one good thing we could find about Obamacare Lite, maybe, reduction in funding to the CDC, although it's only fractional. It's not really significant. So we've covered over the years the lice issue, and there are commonly known and used by these companies that come to the schools, or you can take your kid there, they'll remove the lice, and they'll apply a type of substance that is non-toxic, that is not a synthetic insecticide, and I forget the name of it right now, Super Don. We couldn't go back, but in the archives. Oh, louse calls. Thank you. Instead of house calls, it was louse calls, L-O-U-S-E calls. It might be lousecalls.com. So wherever you are, there are options out there. These are mainstream businesses doing great work. I've seen them work, and it does work. At least of which, of course, you can also use Delimini, which is the orange TKO that we use as a cleaning agent. You can use that, and you can eradicate lice as well with that. Make your kids smell like oranges. There are worse things kids can smell like, by the way. Not even going to go there.
Isn't that the truth?
Right? Yeah. All right. Hey, stick around tonight because by the end of the day, we're going to nail Super Don. Steve Feld, he's done a real funny image with all the things Super Don doesn't like. Threw it all together with a great grimace by Super Don. So we're going to cover that, too. For those of you who love me when I rib Super Don, I'm sure he'll get me back.
Who'd you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane. It's
Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
If you've learned, as I have, that molecular hydrogen is a difference maker in your health on so many ways at so many levels, you'll want the Echo Water in your home, too. And, of course, there are a lot of units out there, but nothing produces the molecular hydrogen like Echo Water, Paul Bertarol.
That's right. We produce high concentration of molecular hydrogen because the electrodes in our machine are patented and proprietary in design. Because there's more efficiency, we produce more. But then also, there's no maintenance requirement because we're swapping the cathode and the anode on every use. And when we do that, it's impossible for any minerals to build up on our plates.
Folks, if you have one of these ionizers and you're not cleaning the electrodes every 2 weeks, you're not producing the hydrogen necessary to gain the benefit out of it. Echo Water, that's the one you want. Robertswater.com. Download the free ebook. They're at 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Forever warranty.
Parts, labor, and shipping. Only one in the industry.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
You know, I know there are folks out there, good people, that are frightened of a loss of what they call health insurance, but I've said this so many times over the years, medical insurance is not health care. And, you know, at a time before the federal government stepped into this and created the monstrous mess that it is, there were actually charities, genuine charities, people that would give of their time, their money, their service, churches, synagogues. I mean, these are the things that are not considered anymore because people haven't seen them in so long. That it's just not possible. If the federal government doesn't deliver it, it can't happen. We're all going to die. Well, I'm telling you, folks, if you're new to the Robert Scott Bell Show, I know it's shocking, but the federal government mandated healthcare system, which is not healthcare, is responsible for hundreds of thousands of deaths every year, and I am not making that up. That's in the peer-reviewed literature. Journals like the American Medical Association, JAMA, the New England Journal of Medicine, the Lancet, all confirming the rates of death due to iatrogenicide. As we call it, iatrogenic causes of death. Modern medicine, FDA-approved drugs. I don't want cheaper drugs for Americans. I want no drugs for Americans. Or at the very least, the freedom to choose any kind of medicine you decide is right for you and your family, which would probably be much safer, less toxic, and might actually work to heal your body as opposed to mask the symptoms that you went to the doctor with, who has no knowledge of curing or healing, but suppressing alone. And that's the mandated form of medicine under Obamacare Lite, which the Republicans have proposed. Freedom to choose your own doctor? How about freedom to choose any kind of doctor? Nope. Well, listen, we got an interesting time. People are waking up. You know, organic food's on the rise. We're not going to have enough organic food with all the people that wake up and go, hey, I want that, right? Places like Chipotle going non-GMO, right? Is it Panera? Is the Panera Bread Company or the Panera Drug Company? What is it? What is that restaurant?
Drug company?
Well, I mean, the thing is they've made pronounced...
it's the bread company.
Okay, but they have all kinds of, like, cold cuts and soups and stuff. They're like a semi-fast food place, right?
Yeah.
And they got rated pretty high on a list because they're pulling out a lot of the synthetic chemicals from their food.
And the antibiotics in the meat.
Right, yeah. So, I mean, good moves. Obviously, it's not happening because of the government. It's happening despite government because the people want it. And they're saying, you know what? This is a good thing for our business. Let's make some changes here. Now, for those of you who are disappointed in companies like Panera or others that are going more cleaner foods, maybe even organic, you're saying, you know what? Where am I going to get my chemicals now, right? I'm going to be deficient in synthetic chemicals. Where do I go? Well, look no further than Clifton Road in Atlanta, Georgia, near Decatur, on the banks of Emory University. The Centers for Disease Creation and Promotion, the CDC. You will get all the synthetic chemistry you can handle, and then some. A new document that the CDC has revealed, I don't know if that's a WikiLeaks thing, how this came about, but the vaccine excipients are going to be shocking even for you. Even though we've been covering these things for many years, my buddy Liam Sheff has been talking about it. And if you're deficient in chemicals because Panera has pulled a lot of them out of their food and you still want some for your kids, how about injecting them with vaccines? There's a vaccine excipient and media summary available. It's the PDF posted on the CDC's website, and it lists all of the excipients currently used in vaccines being injected into your kids and you, if you get them. And it's current as of January of this year, 2017, if you're listening live. Brought out right from the manufacturer's package inserts, which you're never allowed to see unless you demand them. They'll give you a one-page sheet front and back, but it ain't the insert. And you want to see it, we have it linked up in the show notes. Go to robertscottbell.com. That's all you got to do. Click on the link. You'll get it. You'll see it yourself. How about WI-38 cell line? Derived from lung tissue of an aborted white Caucasian female baby, or they call them a fetus. They admit it. They acknowledge it. This is the WI-38 cell line. It's coming from an aborted baby. And again, we've talked about the hypocrisy of those who claim to be devout, what name your religion, largely Christian and anti-abortion, and yet you're pro-vaccine, even the ones that contain aborted fetal tissue. I'm telling you, man, that's just one thing. There's something else that's pretty nasty in there, Superdon. Anything jump out at you really bad, really big? I think there was one thing coming.
It flung some poo at me.
Yeah, remember we talked about the human species flinging poo? as long as it's pink from eating the modified Oreos with
apparently,
those pink birds?
Apparently one of the things they found in there was African green monkey kidney cells.
Yeah, more specifically, kidney pus cells.
Oh, and then you just made it even worse.
Harvested from infected diseased primates. African green monkey kidney pus cells. How you feeling about that, Mom and Dad out there?
Mm.
That was not the expected response. I knew you wouldn't say that for a pineapple pizza, but come on. look, I'm just thinking strategically what you can do here.
You know, for those of you who have woken up and you're here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, maybe you've been with us for years. You already know you're not going to let doctors get near your kids with this stuff. But there are a lot of, again, pro-vaccine people, and that's right, that's their freedom to be so, as long as they don't mandate it for me and mine. And I shouldn't even have to opt out. You should have to opt in. But again, Big Pharma, the pharmaceutical vaccine industrial complex, the state religion, in violation of the First Amendment, owns and controls the government on the federal level and most state agencies. And it's become a sacrament in that church of pharmaceutical mysticism. Now, I'm thinking about strategically, as somebody would come out and say, you know what, let's just say, how about if we propose a law that prohibits vaccine manufacturers from putting some of this stuff in their vaccines, right? Like, let's say they're not allowed to have mercury in the vaccines. You're not allowed to have aborted fetal cells in the vaccines. You're not allowed to have animal RNA and DNA in the vaccines, right? And we can go on and on. You want calf serum? You want chicken embryos? No, let's pull them out, right? And let's see somebody say, no, we have to have those. We want those in our vaccines. Just say, hey, no, vaccines are fine. Just pull all of these ingredients out. And just go down the list here and see what happens. Well, turns out somebody beat me to the punch in Missouri. There's a proposed law to ban mercury and foreign DNA in vaccines. This is now getting very interesting, because it's going to force the pro-vaccine religion cultists on their heels for once to defend the reason that mercury and aluminum and squalene, MF59, and aborted fetal cells and green monkey kidney pus cells are in the vaccines. Let them defend that. And that indeed is the idea behind House Bill 331 in Missouri, proposed by State Representative Lynn Morris. I want to see if we can interview this Lynn Morris. And they say, pull out the mercury, pull out the aborted fetal cells, and let's see what happens. And it would take effect not till August of next year. So they have a long time to pull that stuff out. Now, second bill introduced by Representative Morris, HB 332, would seek to restrict the use of certain vaccines containing foreign human DNA. Those are in the chickenpox and shingles vaccines. And so how interesting is it to say, all right, you pro-vaccine fanatics, you want your vaccines, how about let's all agree not to put foreign animal and human RNA and DNA in it? Let's pull mercury and other heavy metals out of it. How about that? But what you have is the delusional rantings of a lunatic by the name of Paul Offit and others like him that say, you know what, all of those chemicals, that's a fallacy, right? This is the Skepduck playbook, Super Don. What fallacy would it be? Because it has a long-sounding name with many syllables, that it's dangerous.
That would be that is the fallacy of
incredulity?
Yes.
All right.
It had so many syllables and was so long, I couldn't pronounce it.
Right, you're bumbling. Yes. It's okay. But, I mean, all of these things that are in there, and you say, you know what, I don't want them injected in my kid. They say, hey, look, it's ridiculous. Bananas have formaldehyde, right? But how many of you people inject bananas into your bloodstream or into your muscle cells? How well does that work? Do you think God made you a mouth and teeth and an esophagus and a stomach and a small intestine, a large intestine for the purposes of putting bananas in there instead of injecting them? Could it be that the argument is, you know, I have to say, what is it? The fallacy of what? The banana in the tailpipe? What's the fallacy at that point? Can you put them on their heel? I'm just thinking strategically. Could this be a winning, you know, kind of movement towards legislation? Let them defend what they put into the vaccines. Go to the CDC's website and say, you know, we don't want gentamicin sulfate in there. We don't want glutamate in there. We'd rather not have histidine buffered saline. We don't want host cell DNA. We don't want human diploid cells. We don't want human embryonic lung cell cultures in there. We don't want human and cow serum albumin in there. We really don't particularly care for hydrolyzed gelatin even if we're eating Jell-O anymore. Why would we want it injected? I don't want iron ammonium citrate injected into my child. L-histidine injected in. I don't want these things, said Sam I Am. This is much worse than green eggs and ham. But we're dealing with a country and a culture that has turned a blind eye to the modern medicine because they have become, over the course of 100 years, the priestcraft within the church of pharmaceutical mysticism. They are a church just as sure as the Christian church and the Jewish church or synagogue, the mosque. And I'm not saying equivalency, that good or bad. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the way they operate. They are a religion or a cult at this point. Because to bring up these questions is to threaten the sacrament in that church. How dare you threaten what I believe is a birthright to inject our children with these toxic poisons and aborted fetal cell lines. You want to add to the mix? You want to subtract from the mix? Let me know. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show, live 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. Archives available at GCN, also at robertscottbell.com and SoundCloud.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
If you are one of the informed select group of people who are aware of the benefits of marine phytoplankton, then stay tuned. If you don't know about marine phytoplankton, then what you're about to hear will literally change your life forever. Hi, I'm Ian Clark with Activation Products, and I'm here to tell you that after 40 years of intensive research at the University of Cadiz in the south of Spain, we've discovered two strains of marine phytoplankton that are the perfect match for the human nutritional profile. When you consume this amazing superfood, it floods every vital organ in your body with a symphony of nutrition at the cellular level. We call this powerhouse product Oceans Alive. And as of today, right now, you have access to it. We are so fortunate and delighted to be able to offer this product to the world. To see the benefits of all our activation products and order Oceans Alive, go to oceansalive.com or call 1-866-271-7595. That's oceansalive.com, 1-866-271-7595.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Trump has done it, and the leaders of the New World Order aren't happy. Widespread civil unrest is coming, and major cities will burn. Are you prepared? Infidel Body Armor is more than just armor, and it's more affordable than ever. Protect your family. Get the gear and training you need. The Ultimate Shooter Kit is on sale and ships free. Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on Specials. Infidel Body Armor just won't quit.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1G 2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Linked up in the show notes, the robertscottbell.com. I've just added an official update as far as upcoming events in today's notes. If you want to link to them, go there and open them up. And it's the 19th of March, Sunday. I will be live broadcasting from Simply Natural Health Foods in Sunrise, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, with my good buddy Richard Pearl, and then a live in Q&A session on the immune system, gut health, and more after the show on the 19th. So come and see me in Fort Lauderdale area in just a week and a half now, a couple of weeks almost. But very exciting stuff happening. Let's see, what else we got going on? Workout gyms. Let's go to the workout gym. You ever, usually at workout gyms, it was all about who had the biggest boom box and who could play the, you know, best music, right? And there were fights over that because some people would like rap, some people would like rock, you know. I had, when
what
I was at
gym
my,
did you go to? Were you talking about high school?
I don't know, over the years. I've been around for a while. It could be different gyms.
Like a gym that, like, the public goes to?
You might be right.
Boom box? Dude, you just,
that's a long time.
Just the fact that you use the term boombox, you just so dated yourself.
Well, we have some old people that listen, old people like us, a few. I know that the millennials are going, what the heck is he talking about?
What's a boombox?
Well, listen, no, but all right, a CD player? Can we do that? Or is it all MP3? See, when I was in my boxing gym doing boxing, at least my boxing instructor, who is a national champion for Puerto Rico, great guy, he would play some metal music. We had that going on, so we got a lot of Metallica in the mornings, which was a great way to wake up. But then a bunch of the ladies
in the morning.
Yeah, but then there were a bunch of ladies that came to the class, and that's cool. Nothing against that, except some of them wanted to listen to stuff that we weren't into, and it was like, ugh, we got to put up with that. And it was more like pop music, and I didn't do as well with that. Anyway.
Are you implying that women don't like Metallica?
No, it just so happened that those women that came to the class, that's all. Don't be generalizing for me. You're going to get me in trouble.
There might be a few people in the listening audience that might disagree with you on that.
Oh, of course, I know. But that's why we do talk radio. We got to have some level of disagreement. We have nothing to talk about. Although I like to bring the vitamin L to bring us all together,
so,
no matter what
kind
of music
I will
we like.
Agree with you. Music is definitely a tool that it should be in your arsenal when you're going out to work out.
Yeah. But if you're going to a public or, you know, a gym that you're a member of course, it doesn't work that way. I realize that. But I didn't realize that a lot of these gyms all have TVs on.
A lot of them do. A lot of them do. In fact, usually, in most cases, they've got them up, suspended from the ceiling right in front of the treadmills.
Yeah, or even built into the treadmills.
Right? Oh, that's true, yeah.
Now, that'd be one thing, I guess, if you could did that and you have to wear your headphones. But, man, if they're up there and everybody's listening to them, you're gonna bring up some discord, especially if you're going to play CNN, right? News stations. And apparently this gym, where is this gym located? In Pennsylvania. They said that they banned now all cable news channels citing safety concerns. Right? It's not that somebody might lift a weight that's too heavy and drop it on their toe. No, the danger, the real danger, is news, cable news.
This is in Scranton. This is the YMCA in the greater Scranton area. And apparently they had some people getting into fights in the locker room arguing about politics as a result of having the cable news channels on. Now, personally, for me, the last thing in the world I would want to do if I am and trying to get out, unplug, get away from the computer, is to walk into the gym and sit there and stare at CNN for 45.
No, that's not healthy.
I mean, what kind of motivation is that, right?
You're going to ruin all the good workouts that you've done. I agree with you. It's funny, my mother-in-law, my wife's mom, I can say that, and her husband are visiting. And they live in a, not an assisted living home, but a place that transitions you, you know, as you're old, you'd be there already. And if you need more help, they'll do it. And she was saying, as we were at dinner, we were talking about Obamacare, the repeal. My son was there, you know, very astute on this stuff. And she said, oh, thank God. I'm so glad that we're here. Right. And I was like, oh, we're glad you're here too. It's because, well, 90% of all the old people in this place we live, they're all about Hillary Clinton and they love the Obamacare. And I was like, oh, that's interesting. Well, we're glad you're here too. And then my son comes out with his roll of Hillary Clinton toilet paper and says, here, Grandma, take this back to your assisted living place and put it in one of the stalls of the bathroom there and just watch them as they come out of the stall and see what happens.
Oh, my.
Oh, my. Yes, of course.
Riot at the, whatever.
Yeah. Speaking of discord, it's not just at the gym. It could be at an old folks' assisted living home based on the politics that comes through the cable news. Well, we got things that go beyond politics from WikiLeaks next hour. Also, if you like your athletics and you like your cleaner food, Tom Brady has a meal plan for you. And ladies that are still of childbearing years, if you're dealing with fibroids in the uterus, we're going to talk about what you can do to get rid of them safely, naturally, and without surgery. Why and how? Because the power to heal is even yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Ron Paul. I am a former congressman, physician, and presidential candidate. The world is in turmoil. Things like Ebola, earthquakes, wars, and famines are commonplace. As Americans, we are largely sheltered from these events. However, in parts of the world, just having enough food is a huge problem. For some of us, there is the nagging thought that we may not always have it so good. So we keep some food on hand just in case. My family and I have found a product that helps us do this better. It's a home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With it, we eat healthier and store a little more food. We freeze-dry everything we love to eat, and it lasts up to 25 years. Who knows what the future will bring? One thing's certain, my family and I will always have food on the table. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-763-5999. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-763-5999.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers.
You're not a live-underground gopher.
You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.